So, on the Mishnah Daf Kafei Amud Aleph, as I pointed out when we met for a few minutes on Wednesday, we have in the Mishnah three halachos: Shulchei Mitzah Petur Min Asuka, Cholnim Shem Sheim Petur Min Asuka, Ochen V'Shosen Arai Chutz L'Suka. The latter two are clearly Sukkah halachos. The Peturim of a Chol is not a Petur B'Chol HaTorah Kula, Hu Hadin in terms of the issues of Arai and Keva. They deal with the world of Teshu Kein Taduru. In terms of Chol, we also have the world of Mitztayer. Shluchei Mitzah Peturim Min Hasuka, had we simply had the Mishnah without any Gemara, we could have said this is also a din of Teshvu Kein Tadur. You can't be a Shliach Mitzvah and live at home. By its nature, Shliach Mitzvah is on the path. And we will see that that there is at least one Rishon who did not agree with what the Gemara says over here, or Pashtus, it should be said a little differently, probably had a different source. But our sugya, Menohani Mile, our sugya assumes that there's a tradition that the Reisha of the Mishnah, the first Och of the Mishnah, is a din, B'chol HaTorah Kula, Tanu Rabbanan, Shivtcha B'Veisecha Paratel Osek B'Mitzvah, V'lechtcha B'Derech Paratel Chasan. Mikan Amru, HaKonis is a B'sula, Pater V'Salman HaChayev. We have over here a Braisa, which is the source of the principle B'chol HaTorah Kula of Osik Mitzvah Potter Men HaMitzvah. This Braisa, as you saw, is quoted in Brachos Andaf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. It's quoted in Brachos Andaf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph through Amud Beis. There's a Tosefta that quotes it. It's a din B'chol HaTorah Kula of Osik Mitzvah Potter Men HaMitzvah, of which our Mishnah is an example. However, once the Gemara is already quoting the Braisa, this Braisa is seen by the Gemara as being problematic in two areas. Two issues in this Braisa require explication. What are the two issues? Firstly, the Gemara itself says, "My mashma, where do you see from the words b'shivtacha b'vesech b'lechta b'aderech, where in the world do you see from these words prat osik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah?" That's one question. And second question, the Gemara, a few lines later, asks, Ihachi. Namely, once we've seen from this Braisa that we have this principle of Osik B'Mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah, why do we limit it to the world of Kones Es HaBesula, Kones Es HaAlmana, on the level of Mitzvah, is L'chora, the same level, whatever the Mitzvah is. It's unclear exactly what is the Mitzvah of Kones Es HaBesula, Kones HaAlmana. Are we dealing with Mitzvah of Kedushin? Are we dealing with a Mitzvah of Nisuin? Are we dealing with world of Hechsher for Puru Revu? But whatever we find by Besula, L'chora, the Halacha should be the same as Be'er HaAlmana. So these are the two issues that the Gemara deals with, and the Gemara explains that the Diyukim from B'Shivtacha, the possessive of the Cha, of the Chav Sofit, and similarly Blech Techa Baderech, seems to implies that we have a Chiyuv only when you are involved in Tzarchei Atzmacha, Masha'en Kein, when we're dealing with Melecha Shamayim, when you're dealing with a Beshif, a Sheves of Melecha Shamayim, or Melechas of Melecha Shamayim, then there'd be a Ptur from Kriyat Shema. That answers the Maimashma. Then the Gemara points out that on the level of the difference between Besula and Almana, that there's a difference between Tirda de Mitzvah and Hasam Tarid Tirda de Rishus, or a lack of Tirda altogether. That's what we find in the Gemara. The Rishonim take this for granted, but they are bothered by a much deeper issue. And that is exactly, once we have the maskana of the Gemara, why in the world do we need two psukim? L'chora, once we have a pasuk, once we have a drasha, osik mitzvah patar min ha-mitzvah, that includes the kones as ha-besula. Kones as ha-besula is simply a subcategory of osik b'mitzvah. It's an example of osik mitzvah. Why do we need a separate pasuk for the example? So here, I sent you on a chase or a search within the Rishonim, and hopefully you came up with how many shitas in the Rishonim? More than one, right? Okay. How many shitas in the Rishonim of how to understand why we have two drashas? Okay, well, my humble opinion, we'll see that there are three shitos in the Rishonim. We'll start, not in chronological order, but simply what's on the daf, because that's what everyone learns. And then we'll move into the two polar Rishonim. But let's start with the most elegant solution, that of Rashi and Tosfos. How do Rashi and Tosfos deal with the issue of the two drashos? We have one din of osik mitzvah patam and hamitzvah. But what, you know, it's within that one din, what lends itself to be multiplied? Yes, Ari?
I don't know if Rashi says that there's a difference between someone who's actively doing mitzvah versus passively doing.
Excellent. Okay, you're translating Rashi. Rashi uses two terms. Rashi uses the term toreach and the term tarit. Right, that we have, that according to Rashi, we have over here one din, not sveid din, and we have one din of osek, but we have two applications of osek. You have an osek of a toreach and an osek of a tarit. Each of these is pater. Each of these is an application of osek. That's the Rashi Dibur Amasu Belechzucha Baderech. Avagav dehu nami b'mitzvah tarid, it's trichaluhu treikroi, dehi have kasiv chad, kevan dechasan rav behed yaksiv bikra, avaminu lopater akosiv ela toreach, v'ose melacha. So Aryeh translated toreach as actively involved, as opposed to tarid, which Rashi explains as yoshev batel, eino osek, ela tarid, b'machshevet b'ila. I thought that there are two words in English that, to the best of my knowledge, describe this. One is occupied, and the other is preoccupied. Occupied is a person who is involved, who is busy with something. Preoccupied, that's in the mind. We're dealing with a person whose thought process is centered, is engrossed, is involved in one area, and that impacts on his ability to think simultaneously about other areas. We have a toreach and we have a tarid. We have the occupied and we have the preoccupied. Which of these is the chiddush according to Rashi? So within Rashi, what?
The tarid is the chiddush.
The tarid is the chiddush, namely osek. Osek would firstly tend to lend itself to an active definition. Osek the yodav uberaglav. The person is physically involved, but since we have two psukim, so we have a second pasuk to expand the din of osek even to the world of preoccupation. Okay, Tosfos agrees with Rashi totally, but Tosfos points out that there is an alternative girsa in the Gemara. Our girsa is b'shivtecha prat le osek, and then b'lechtecha prat le chasan, right? So within Rashi, this is the toreach, and this is the tarid. Tosis points out that we have an opposite girsa, that the shivtecha is prat le chasan, and the lechtecha is prat le osek. Okay? Osek meaning the toreach. Why would Tosfos say, which he does say, right, that the ultimate girsa is better even than our girsa within Rashi's chat and within Tosfos' chat? From what perspective is the ultimate girsa a one step up? While you're thinking about that, that ultimate girsa, Tosfos says, is the girsa in Brachos Yud Aleph. It's not our girsa in Brachos Yud Aleph, but it is our girsa where? Where do we have this? Where do we find it within our source text? So I sent you to a Tosefta. The Tosefta that we have in the back of Brachos, right? So it has the girsa, b'shivtecha v'esecha prat l'chasan, b'lechtecha baderech prat l'osei b'mitzvah. I say it within our text because whenever you have a Tosefta, so we have the Tosefta Kipshuta of Shaul Lieberman, and he has the girsa that we have in our Gemara in the Tosefta. He claims that there are four kisveyad of the Tosefta. Three of them have our girsa. Only one of them has the reverse girsa. So he leaves it out. But in our Tosefta, we have the reverse girsa, and we know that that existed in time of the Rishonim. Tosus himself quotes it, And also the Or Zeruah that we'll see later on. Because Kriya Shema quotes the reverse girsa. Why is, now that I gave you a filibuster, why is this girsa better according to Rashi?
Well, in practice, that's what happened. A chazan sitting and thinking.
Exactly. Now we're dealing with verbs. We're dealing with a passive verb, b'shivtacha, and an active verb, b'lechtacha. So if we're going to say there are two types of osek, passive and active, occupied and preoccupied, it would make sense to link it to the simple meaning of the phrase. B'shivtacha, when you're passive, that's the chasan who is tarid. B'lechtacha, when you're active, that's the that is the tarech. That it fits in. According to our pshat, it's not, we're not working off of the words, we're working on the fact that we have two drashas. We have a yitura dekra. We have something extra. Okay, that's, you know, certainly a valid way of being dorish psukim via yitura dekra, right? But what Tosfos points out is that leaving aside the yitura dekra, this is pshat in the words. Here we have over here two forms of osek, two drashos. We have one din of osek b'mitzvah with these two applications. Within, yes, Aryeh.
Also, from the statement that derech is just there, that only makes sense if it's not the osek b'mitzvah.
Correct. In other words, what you have to say according to our girsa is that there's a certain lack of exactness within the text of the Gemara, 100%. But the moment that we switch the girsa, so which over here is the more obvious and which is the less obvious?
Less obvious one coming first.
That's very difficult to say. No? In other words, once we already say, again, within the line of reasoning that we had seen, that Toreach is more obvious and Tarud is less obvious, once we know that B'shivtachar, the Chasan's part, or the Chara, Kalvachom, you don't need this, why do you need a separate drasha? Why do you need another drasha to tell you that someone who's Toreach, if someone who's preoccupied is Pater, Kalvachom, or someone who's occupied is Pater? Who was bothered by this? Tosfos himself. And what does Tosfos say?
Shani Chasan.
That?
Nika.
That which of these is the greater Chiddush? 100%. I keep it, just follow through. The Toreach is the greater Chiddush. Why is Toreach a greater Chiddush? Tosfos says it's easier for us to control which, our actions or our minds. It's easier for us to control our actions than to control our thoughts, as we're all totally, very much aware within our lifetime, right? That we have no problem standing Shmoneh and Esrei with our feet together, but where our mind is, wow, we are superstars of travel advisors during our tefillah. Just as a, for those who like to find everything, within the Sefer Yerushalayim, which I really think is true, it is the Hapokhva. They say that the Gra wanted to walk by foot to meet the Ramchal, because he said that he never read a Sefer that did not have an extra word in it. Simply every word in the Sefer was powerful. So at the end of Perek Zayin in Mesilas Yesharim, when he deals with the Midah of Zrizus, it takes for granted ubevada yoser mesura biyado hi hachitzona mehapnimit, that clearly our outer behavior, our external behavior, is much more pliable, is much more controllable than pnimit, than to try and deal with our internal behavior. And so he points out, if you want to change yourself internally, work on the external, and the external will then impact on the internal. That's the Sefer Chinuch says that the Ramchal takes that for granted, but he takes for granted that this. So this is what Akiva points out, that the Shiftach of Beisach says, what do we expect from the Chassan? He's Tarud. He can't control his thoughts. But someone who's Balechtacha Baderech, let him stop. Let him simply take a break from what he's doing. That's easier for him to be able to deal with. Kamash Malan, that even then he's Pater from Kriyat Shema. But again, well, within Rashi and Tosfos, we have one Shita, that we have one din with two applications, and that's why you need the two psukim, because neither application can be learned out from the other. Each of them has a chumra and a kula. So whether we have our girsa or this phantom girsa that Tosfos has, it works out beautifully within Rashi and Tosfos. B, Rashi and Tosfos add one more thing. When we're talking about the Toreach, What do they say about at what stage of the mitzvah is the individual toreach which would pater him from kriyat shema?
Can't do both. Can't do both.
Well, that's a different issue. How much tirka? How much tirda? To what degree does it interfere? Chaim is 100% correct. That is an issue that Bednarz, I assume, dealt with according to the Maamar Kamos in the first year. We will deal with it next year. But I want to deal simply with the Gemara first. That we have within the world of Tircha, when the person is Toreach b'mitzvah mamash, and Mahalech l'mitzvah. That it's irrelevant whether he is actually doing the mitzvah, or he is in some preparatory process towards the mitzvah, halach the mitzvah, they are both considered to be toreach, which pater an individual from kriyat shema. What pushed Rashi and Tosfos to include the mahalach the mitzvah in under category of toreach?
Tara
de machshava. Tara de machshava, in other words, we're going to see is a category in and of itself that we'll come to in a moment. But within the Toreach, what pushed them to add in the Mahalach b'mitzvah?
The Mishnah.
We're dealing with the Mishnah, okay? Shluchei mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah. Menohani milay. We're coming to explain why a Mahalach b'mitzvah is patur. So even though we could have said theoretically that the Toreach deals with the mitzvah, the moment the Gemara says Menohani milay, the Tana Rabbanan, etc., so the Shluchei mitzvah have to be included within the world of Osek v'mitzvah. So Rashi and Tosfos include them within the Toreach. And then we have another din of Chasan in terms of the Torid.
Why does Rashi say mention mitzvah mamish at all?
He says two things. He says, Osa meleches mitzvah biyadayim, o mahalech l'mitzvah.
Why does he mention the first one? It's not relevant to Osek.
It's relevant within the world of it's relevant. Why does he mention it at all? I mean, if we know mahalech, then it would be a kal v'chomer to mitzvah. Okay, enachinami. In other words, simply that. In other words, what we're doing is expanding the world of mitzvah from the mamash to the mahalech. But it's a good point. We don't need it within our sugya to explain our mishnah. We don't necessarily need it. But what does come out, according to Rashi and Tosfos, let's take that we have three stages in a marriage. Let's say we have walking down the chuppah, under the chuppah, and post-chuppah. Okay, let's call post-chuppah for our purposes after the wedding. Okay. The distinction between the konesas habasula, when we distinguish between konesas habasula and konesas haalmana, in what area are we distinguishing between them? Osek b'mitzvah mamash, the chasan is under the chuppah. He's under the chuppah, and it's a chuppah, let's say, in Yerushalayim, and someone taps him on the shoulder and asks if he can spare a dime. Right? In other words, he's sitting under the chuppah, And someone wants stucco, right? So l'chora, he says, I'm potter. Right? Osik mitzvah potter in a mitzvah, assuming that that it comes to that level of interference. Walking down the aisle, so he's mahalech l'mitzvah. Okay. So does it make any difference if we're talking about an almana or a besula at that point? No. The whole issue of almana or besula is at a point where he is neither osek b'mitzvah nor mahalech b'mitzvah. He's simply sitting in his room and he's waiting for, he's in the photographer's taking pictures. Okay? The photographer's taking pictures and he's simply sitting there and the family is gathering behind him. And at that point, that's where we have the nafkamino when someone taps him on the shoulder, right? So if he's koneses ha'amana, he would have to give tzedaka. If he's koneses ha'besula, so we have the p'tur of torid, of the yoshe batel, the tove. But the whole difference
is only the situation where all that we have on the table, the only isuk we have on the table, is tarid. The moment that we're dealing, according to Rashi and Tosos, with a mitzvah mamash or a mahalakha mitzvah, the moment that he's involved physically in the mitzvah, there's no nafkamina between the besuga and an almana within Rashi and Tosos. They don't say this black and white, but b'chara, this is what follows from their shita, that we have these two applications. The only time we distinguish between the besuga and the almana is in the world of tarid, not in the world of toreach. What exactly is the tarid is a mystery. The Meiri in Brachos points out that we have a machlokas Rishonim. There are those Rishonim, the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyat Shema says that his tirda is maybe his wife is not a besula, and it bothers him the fact that she's not open with him, that she has a certain past, that the
Rishonim.
What?
Mekachtos.
Mekachtos as well. Oh, but the broader sense of whatever psychological issues that would bring about within his thought process. There are Rishonim who take it all the way to the fact that he's afraid that maybe during the Maisa Bia he would become impotent. He would turn into a kroshivcha, that the physically something would happen to him. Rashi himself, Alatar, speaks about Baki Badavar, which would seem to imply that he's simply worried as to whether he would be able to perform in a manner that would be proper, whether this is something that he's never done before in his life, and it's something which is very much on his mind, and his wife would not be able to guide him. She's a besula, and he's also in that category. These are the issues that are dealing with it. We can put it under in English under one word, and that is that he has anxiety. He has anxiety. That this is something which is engrossing his thoughts, fears, and panic, perhaps to a certain degree. And this is where in the world of Kones HaBesula as opposed to Kones HaAlmana. However, when we have Tircha, when he's actively involved, then there's no difference between the Besula and Almana. Adkan Divrei Rashi, and it's a very beautiful, nice pshat fitting into the maskana of the Gemara, that we have the hacha tarid, hacha lo tarid, we have the tirda of the mitzvah, that all of this comes under one category of osek the mitzvah. However, we have Rishonim who disagree with Rashi and Tosfos to the left and to the right. Nothing, no political affiliations, simply from two perspectives. Yes?
How come Rebbe's categorizing them both under osek?
Because that's what Rashi is saying. They both come under the afagafta hu nami b'mitzvah tarid that we have. I understand that this is why we have two psukim, no? That menohane mire, we have a din of osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. And this din of osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah has these two applications, one of tarach and one of tarid, no? What
are the? Because the Bryce sees the Lashon parallel osik b'mitzvah, by the Tareach. And instead of left the Tareach, parallel chasm. So I'm just wondering why, maybe it's semantics, but why you classify, Tareach within osik. I don't know if it matters or not.
Well, let's see the other shittos, and then I think maybe it'll become a little clearer.
Okay,
what are the two sides? Who takes each side? One is we have a Masoras of the Gaonim, we have Rav Hai Gaon, we have Rabbeinu Hananel, we have the Rambam according to Rabbeinu Manoach, all in one camp, and then we have a Masoret of Chachmei Sfarad, those that we have, of the Rashba and the Ritva, and Provence, and the Meiri joins into that camp with a tremendous amount of Nachgeminas, the Halacha. What is the let's start. Here we go. Go chronologically. Let's start with the Gaonim. If we go back to our Tupsim, and And we have Rashi and Tosfos that said over here that the, simply using our use in the Gemara, that we have Toreach and Tarid, that we have over here these two forms of Osek and Mitzvah. If we move to the world of the Gaonim, let's see what their bottom line is and how they learned the Gemara. The bottom line, the easiest to see, is Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel was found in the Otzer HaGaonim. Also in the, we have Rabbeinu Hananel, Ksav Yad and Brachos, so it's in the Beis Medrash, but it's quoted in the Or Zeruah, word for word. Pirish Rabbeinu Hananel, Ukimna Bekones Besula, Umishum Tirda, V'diyek Lei Midichsiv Lechtecha Baderach, Klomar, Afilu Berechtecha Atachayev Ledaber Bam Bedivrei Torah, V'hen Kriyat Shema, Shema Minasha Osek B'mitzvah V'tarud Pater Mikriyat Shema, V'davka Besula, De'ika Tirda D'mitzvah, Tirda U'mitzvah, Hu De'pater, Ava Akonis Esa'amon Afagat D'mitzvah Hi, Kevan D'leka Tirda Chayev, Be'inan Mitzvah V'tirda. So the Gonin began with the first Rasha, B'shiftecha, that's a din of Osek B'mitzvah. Then came the Drasha of B'lechtecha, that brings in the world of Kones Es Habasula, which is defined by the Gemara as Tarid. In what way do the Gaonim, over here presented by Rabbeinu Hananel, veer from Rashi and Tosfos? Right, in other words, that Belechtecha Baderech is not a second category, but rather it is an explanation. Who is the Osek B'mitzvah? The Torah. The Osek B'mitzvah is someone who is Torah. Someone who is involved under the chuppah, someone who is walking down the aisle, but if there's no tirda, if all it's involved is physical involvement, that is chayav the kriyat shema. The only osek b'mitzvah which is pater is the tarud. Osek equals tarud, then you have a tour. Osek b'mitzvah equals tarud b'mitzvah, then you have a tour. So if we would be missing the mitzvah, like in the world of Avel according to the Gemara, or Tavas Kinaso B'Yam, or if we would be missing the Tarud, like the world of Kones Es Ha'almana, then there would be a Chiyuv of Kriyat Shema. Right? So as opposed to Rashi and Tosas, who felt that when we're dealing with an Almana, Bish'as Halicha, Bish'as Mitzvah Mamosh, where you'd have a Ptur, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, according to the Rav Hai Gaon, you would be chayav. Going back to Rav Hai Gaon, as quoted by the Rashba, the last five lines, Avor Isi Rav Hai Gaon Shekos Perusha Lekaman, Hayim Dachasan Pater Vekala Lulamdeinu Hecha De Tarid Tirda the Mitzvah Pater Kegon Akones Absula, Avol Osik the Mitzvah Velo Tarid Kegon Kones Almana O Tarid Velo Mitzvah Mishetava O Avel Chayav. Even the case which, according to Rashi and Tosfos, you would be potter over here without the tirda, you would be chayav. Afilu came, the kohen of almana came in the mitzvah, the last tirda, chayav v'kriyat shema. Okay, so we have the nafkamina between the Gaonim and Rashi and Tosos would be the Kohenes Es Ha'almana Mamosh during O Halicha. So according to Rashi and Tosos, this would be Chayev in Kriyat Shema. According to the Gaonim, it would be Pater, because according to the Gaonim, we don't have one Halacha with two applications of Torah, Toreach and Torud. We have one Halacha of Osek B'mitzvah, who is defined as a Torud. Without the tirda, that's not Osek B'mitzvah. And this is what we find, L'chorah, black and white in the Rambam.
If you're under the chuppah, the almana, you're
still chayav. Chayav, because there's no tirda. The fact that you are Osek physically, that's not a poter. So, stop. You know, just tell the Rav, just a minute, in other words, and in other words, only the Torah is chayev. This the Rambam paskins of hanosi es habu'ula af al pisha osik b'mitzvah. You're under the chuppah. You're osik b'mitzvah. Af al pisha osik b'mitzvah chayev likros ha'ol ve'englo devar shemeval bel dato v'chein kol kayotzibo. And if you don't see it, actually, wait, in the Rambam, so you'll see it in Rabbeinu Manoach. You'll see Rabbeinu Manoach within the Franco Rambam. I type terribly, so I apologize. Dafka be'inan torid ve'osik should be b'mitzvah. Avo osik mitzvah lo torid gom konis es ha'amana. O torid ve'lo b'mitzvah gom avil lo tosim siyam chayavit. Right. In other words, the exact language of Rabbeinu Hananel is what Rabbeinu Manoach uses to explain the Rambam, and we know the Rambam many times brings the Masoret of the Gaonim. So we have over here, then, taking, as opposed to Rashi and Tosfos, that we have two applications, each of which independently with Pater, according to the Gaonim, the second Rasha explains the first Rasha. We basically have one din, one application, and the world of Osim Mitzvah Mitzvah is limited to the Torah B'Mitzvah. On the third hand, we have the Rashba and the Meiri. Yes?
Why do we give the example of marrying an almana as the example of you have a mitzvah but no tzvah? Under any mitzvah you're doing, once you're putting on tzitzis, is that an example also an example somewhere?
So that we'll see Lineta next time. In other words, to what degree is someone who is mekayim a mitzvah and osik the mitzvah. That we have to talk about. In other words, first I just want to see the Gemara. We want to see the sugya. And then we'll see that next stage, putting it on top of the sugya, what about other worlds? What about other situations? Not in the world, but basically over here, the Gemara distinguishes between kones ha'almana and kones es ha'besula. In the world of besula, there's tarid. In the world of almana, there is no tarid. There is, however, within the world of Amana, Toreach. And the question is Toreach a meaningful factor? Within Rashi and Tosos, Toreach is a meaningful factor. It's an alternate track of Osek. Within the Gaonim, there's no factor of Toreach. What a person is doing with his body does not affect the world of Mitzvos. We're only concerned with where his mind is. And as long as his mind is not Tarud, he's Chayav B'Kriyat Shema. But in other words, even if he's involved in a mitzvah without tirda, there is no ptur of osik b'mitzvah. Yes?
So according to the Gaonim, Toreach is nothing, and tirda is more chamer than Toreach?
Tirda is the poter.
So they hold like Tosos in that regard, that like if you're tired in something...
You could say that if you want to. In other words, that in terms of the p'tur, if you want to understand it as a svara, so it's like Tosos, or you could say it's just Xeris HaKosav, whatever, however you want. We have psukim over here. So whether you want to view these psukim as Xeris HaKosav or a svara, so if it's a svara, it would be the svara of Tosos, that we can't expect a person to control his thoughts, but it could just be that we have a Xeris HaKosav, the shiftacha. When you're involved in your matters, then you are chayav. However, when you are osik b'mitzvah, then you are patur. What does it mean to be osik b'mitzvah? Belechtecha, kones es ha-besula, tarid.
But like, when you're under the chuppah with the besula and with the almana, what's the difference? Why one you're patur and one you're chayav?
Because in one of them you're tarud in terms of the be'ila, and the other you're not tarud in terms of the be'ila. One of them you have a factor. According to the Gaonim, you have to have two factors in order to be able to be potter. A, you're involved with a mitzvah, and B, the mitzvah is that which is preoccupying you.
So that's the Gaonim say, when you're under the chuppah, you're just thinking about the
mitzvah. Not all you're thinking about, but that's also on your mind. So you're involved in the mitzvah, so you have factor A, you're tarud, you have factor B, A plus B equal ptur. By Lamana, all we have is the mitzvah, there is no tarud, no tirda the mitzvah. Right? It could be your tarot about the catering, it could be your tarot about the band, but that's, you're expected to be able to wipe out of your mind, you're expected to be able to control tir de rishus. Only tir de mitzvah is that which is a poter. Yes?
Right, in terms of reading the Gemara, though, so the Gemara is saying, each drush has given you the necessary factor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you read it.
Exactly. There we have drusha A gives us factor one, you're dealing with the world of mitzvah. Drasha B gives us factor number two. We're dealing with tirda. That's where drasha B adds to drasha A. Have you only had drasha A, then the koneh says almana would also be potter. Comes on drasha B and removes the koneh says almana from the picture because it doesn't have tirda. Okay, that's how the Gaonim learn the sugya and kipshuta. What we up to this point, if I were to ask you to give me the tense of the world of the word kones, how would what tense would Rashi, Tosfos, the Rabbi Gaon, Rabbi Nochananel, the Rambam, when they speak about kones as hasula, the kones as almana, what tense are we speaking about in terms of past, present, and future? Kones means
present.
Certainly present, and also.
Well, for Rashi and Tosfos, would be for the future.
And also towards the future. Right, in other words, when you're involved in a process. When you're involved in a process, you're kones when you're actually under the chuppah, you're kones when you're going towards the chuppah. Those two are considered to be under the world of kones, and the Rashba points out that within Rav Hai Gaon, just as going to Rashi, ein hefresh ben holach dvar mitzvah ubein osik ben mitzvah. Both of them are considered to be kones. Both of them are kones kipshuta. How I'm saying this as an introduction to the Rashba and the Meiri. We move over to the Rashba and the Meiri. Here, the Meiri syntax is so much smoother, so even though he came later in time, let's see the Rashba in the Meiri and then see the Rashba in the Rashba. The Meiri is so succinct. Af le'inyan kriyat shema, says the Meiri. According to the Meiri in Sukkah, we have the exact same thing in Brachos. Amru sha'osek mitzvah pater v'achasan pater ba v'lo mishum osek b'mitzvah she'im ken lo hutzrichu l'haviya l'chatan mitpasuk b'fnei atzmo ritzon olo amar b'lech t'cha b'derech prat l'chasan hari osek b'mitzvah hu kagon holech lichnos o osek adayin b'mitzvahs kenisa kfar yotza lo mi b'shiftecha b'besecha kishar osek b'mitzvah. Namely, that we have within B'shiftecha, we have the world of Osek, and the world of Osek is the Osek Mamash, and the world of Osek is the Osek V'Halicha, the Mitzvah. All of that is included in B'shiftecha. What then is left for B'lechtecha B'derech? Elazo shel chasan v'lo ikar mitzvahu kagon shekvar kines v'naase ikar mitzvaso. He already finished his mitzvah. The wedding is over. She'ilu holech lichnos o'osek after the mitzvah's kines ha'yapata b'din osek v'mitzvah v'af ba'almana ken. Just as according to Rashi and Tosfos, when was it when it was involved in the mitzvah mamash or the halicha le mitzvah? So we'll call the Osek the Toreach. This is enough to pater both the Almana and the Besula. We have the Mamash, we have the Halicha, the Mitzvah. For this we don't need an extra Pasuk. Ella, lo nemar b'chasan shepator, ella mishum tirda, v'lo kol tirda bichlal, ilu tavas gnasa bayam v'adechayav. Ela tirda sheyesh ba srach mitzvah. Umitoch kach lo niftar ela koneses habesula, ela koneses ha'amon ha'chayev ha'ul kvar kinsa ufar herachnu ba'zemesetes brachos. So here we have the second drasha is the tarid of the besula. But this tarid of the besula relates to which tense? Not present and not future, but we only have one of the texts, to best my knowledge, to past, right? Now we're dealing with mitzvah already is finished, but we have a residual tirda. We have a residual anxiety. Namely, that the mitzvah is already done. We have what the Meiri calls srach mitzvah. We have a tirda of a srach mitzvah. And this is sufficient to pater from Kriyat Shema. Before the chuppah, whenever the before the chuppah, whenever a person is involved, there's no difference between a basula and an almana. However, after the chuppah, where the mitzvah is now in the past, this is still kones es habasula. Where do we find the word kones meaning past? So the Meiri in Bracha says we have a Mishnah that in Eretz Yisrael, every 10th grader, 10 year old, every 5th grader learns, every 5th grader begins Baba Kama with Perek Hakones, Hakones Tzon Ledir, who remembers the Mishnah?
V'Nal
B'faneha. Yafeh. So if you would translate it into English,
you lock in.
You had brought sheep into a pen, and now v'Nal B'faneha, and then you locked it. The kones is as though it was written kanas. You had brought it in, and you locked it. Not you will bring it in. Hakones, not you are bringing it in. Now you're locking it. The kones preceded the locking. We're dealing with past tense. So says the Meiri and the Rashba. This is the tirda that we're talking about over here. Namely, we have two totally different drushas. We have one drusha of osik v'mitzvah, that when a person is involved in the mitzvah, then he is pater from kriyat shema. That is all learned out from v'shivtecha v'vaseha. Then we have a second drusha that tirda, anxiety, can also be a ptur independently, as long as that anxiety relates to a mitzvah. It's a srach mitzvah. It has the tail of the mitzvah. As long as that anxiety is a residual anxiety from a mitzvah, that is also a ptur. And that is the ptur of the chasan post the marriage to the besula, where even though the mitzvah, whatever, however everyone wants to define the mitzvah, has already been completed. We have the chuppah, we have the yichud, the couple are now living together. Since he is still tarut, tirda the mitzvah, this is what paters him as an independent psul. Yes?
Are there any other examples besides for Adam where you can think of tzrach, mitzvah, tirda? I think it feels like it's local to just
Let's say we have a Baal Tokea, okay, who was Tokea his kios the Ma'umad. His Tokea's the Miyusha, I'm sorry. He was Motzi the Tzibur with the kios, right? So the mitzvah basically on a Doraisa plane has already been completed. He still has to do the tios de mumumad, but basically he can breathe a sigh of relief that he's completed his mitzvah, but he still has residual anxiety about the fact that he hasn't yet, he's still involved, or let's even he did the tios de mumumad and the tios de miyusha, and he's still left with the tios at the end of davening.
So maybe he shouldn't blow because he's not there.
We'll have to assume that the anxiety would not be on the level that would interfere. But you're asking
Isn't it subjective, the whole thing?
That's we paskin. When it opens up the Shulchan Aruch, so one sees that the difference of kones es hamanakos habesula. Nowadays, we don't pater someone who's kones es habesula from kriyat shema because no one has proper kavana. And B, I think also the anxieties are different. It's very, so that's why I'd rather not use the examples, but rather the principles, the concepts that are involved. We have mitzvahs with anxiety, we have mitzvahs without anxiety. The mitzvah without anxiety, we have the tircha. The mitzvah with the anxiety, so within Rashi, Tosfos, and the Gaonim, we're talking about an anxiety towards a mitzvah which is going to be fulfilled. The chiddush of the Rashba and the Meiri is that we can also have a residual anxiety of a mitzvah that basically has already been fulfilled. That's the chiddush. That's the belechtecha baderach. It has nothing to do with the din of osik b'mitzvah qua osik b'mitzvah. We're dealing with a separate p'tur, but we need a legitimate tirda. Tirda of tavas v'nasul layam is not a legitimate tirda. Tirda of avel is not a legitimate tirda. Tirda of besulim is a legitimate tirda. That's the tirda of the srach mitzvah. Yes?
So what's the... Is there still a mitzvah left to be done? Is it the bia?
the bia has to be done, but the bia has to be done as a technical act rather than as part of the mitzvah. Namely, that we're not, the, in other words, we're not dealing over here with the viewing the bia as part of the process of the mitzvah, but we're dealing with the bia, which would be something technically that would follow upon a mitzvah. And that's why Aryeh was bothered. Do we find other such situations where we're going to still have technical issues that would cause anxiety even after the mitzvah, which is the finish of the Rashba? But basically, the machlokas over here is how to understand the two psukim. According to Rashi and Tosfos, we have one din of Ozik and Mitzvah with two applications, a B'shiftecha B'Besecha application and a B'lechtecha B'Derech application. According to Rav Hai Gaon, we have one din of Osek who is defined as a Tarud, that we have one drasha defining the original drasha. We have one halacha, that someone who is Tarud B'Mitzvah is Pater. If we're missing either of the two conditions, either the mitzvah or the tirda, then we have a chiyuv. And then we have the Rashba, who says, no. Everything is basically learned out from the Shifta Lebeisecha, as to a certain degree is mentioned in the Braisa. Osek Shifta Lebeisecha, Prata Osek B'mitzvah. So, in other words, the tirda of halicha, the tircha of the mitzvah mamash, all of that is within b'shivtcha b'vesecha, and anything that precedes the mitzvah is within b'shivtcha b'vesecha. The chiddush ha'batzav derech is that we also have a residual anxiety of hakonis es ha'besula, that we have a residual anxiety that's also going to be a p'tur in and of itself. If you look at the Rashba himself, just the first three lines, he points out on the original drush of my mashma. So he points out that we have afuke hai the mitzvah ka'asik on the second pasuk near Ali, the betirda the mitzvah ka'asik ka'amar ukamaskana below belechet the mitzvah mamash ka'amar ela belechtecha yisira kadarshina. Had the Gaonim been correct, again, the Rashba didn't see Rashi and Tosfos, the Rashba had Rav Hai Gaon in front of him. Had Rav Hai Gaon been correct, the Gemara should have said, Mishum de Tarid. Osek mitzvah is part of Mishum de Tarid. And since it doesn't say Mishum de Tarid, but rather Hacha Tarid here, the mitzvah Hacha Lo Tarid, it seems to imply that we're not redefining Osek. Osek remains the mamash and the halicha, but we have a new category of tirda, and this new category of tirda is not osek, right? Parak de lavda, I'm skipping down about 12 lines, third word on the line. Parak de lavda azelichnos ka'amar, da behi b'shiftecha nafka, ko da azelidvar mitzvah, hainu osek be mitzvah, ela mishum tirda hu de patrinan lei, that we have this unique tour of tirda, that the Meiri gives this felicitous connotation of Srach Mitzvah, that we're dealing with post, and even though this is not pshuto of Kones, it doesn't mean present or future, but it's a meaning that can fit into Kones, and it fits very nicely into the Sugya as a separate p'tur. Yes?
So the Rashi's chiddush is that, like, is that Tarid
is an independent. Tarid is an independent tour as long as it's a legitimate tirda. A legitimate tirda is a tirda, the mitzvah, which in other words, can follow upon a mitzvah.
So, but if I'm the type of guy that I get anxiety over, like, all different kinds of mitzvahs before and after, then I'm pater? Because it seems like every person's different when it comes to anxiety.
100%. Every person is different, and because every person is different, so halach l'maisa, the Chazal, in other words, the poskim, the Shulchan Aruch, paskin, that we cannot deal with this category. There, in other words, it is simply two. In other words, you're dealing over here with an interaction between what kavana one requires and what kavana level one has. It's much too subjective to be able to say pater pum faker. Now, if someone were to say, I can't do it because I have these anxieties, we say, merci ki yuara. Who do you think you are? You know, like what kind of levels of kavanah do you think that you're expected to reach, etc. and pumfakir, that one shouldn't view it as an ilah for a patur. So, you know, exactly the issue that you're raising. And then what we haven't yet discussed, believe me, that we will discuss, is to what degree does the tircha and the tirda have to interfere with the next mitzvah. That we haven't talked about. We're simply, at this point, trying to define what is the drasha, or the drashas, of osi mitzvah. To the degree of interference, that we'll see in machlokas rishonim as well. Yes?
I don't see how this is a machlokas in terms of the drashas. I mean, I think that, to me, it seems like the drashas are basically the same. Just either, as say, for Rashi versus the Rashbat, what is the example of tirda where you're not actually osik? And for the Gonim, they're saying that one, but I think they're arching looking the same way. I don't see how.
Well, that's maybe where we disagree at the very beginning. You asked, why did I say that according to Rashi, we have two forms of Osek B'mitzvah? Because Rashi is putting these two forms, in other words, as that we have over here, two drushos that deal with parallel but different aspects of Osek B'mitzvah, each of which can be viewed as being more kal or more chamor, as Rashi and Tosfos point out. Masha Ein Kein, according to the Rashba and the Meiri, we only have one drasha that patters Osek B'mitzvah. We have another drasha that paskins a koneses habesula because of a srach tirda. That we have a form of tirda which is not Osek B'mitzvah. The mitzvah is already finished. The mitzvah is already done. He's not an Osek B'mitzvah. The Osek B'mitzvah is B'shiftecha B'Reisecha. We're dealing with someone who has a residual Srach Tirda that, according to Rashi, is totally irrelevant. According to Rashi, once the mitzvah is completed...
Okay, they have a different definition of where you have Tirda or where you're not Osek. But they both learn that if you're not Osek and it's Tirda, it's from the last Ha, where you're Osek, it's from B'shiftecha.
You're correct, but I don't think it's only a question of detail. I think it's a question over here of concept. That according to Rashi, tirda is a form of osik. That we have.
Where does Rashi see that?
Within the fact that Rashi brings them the itzrich who trei kroi. In other words, according to the fact that Rashi has to explain why we require two psukim, the Rashba and the Meiri don't have to explain why we require two psukim. Barur, that if we're going to have a new tour of Sach Mitzvah, you need a separate pasuk. This is not Osek B'Mitzvah. The mitzvah is completed. Mashenken, according to Rashi, Rashi never said the mitzvah is completed. Rashi says that we have a person who is Torech B'Mitzvah, and we have a person who is Tarid B'Mitzvah. According to Rashi, it's not just a question of Hukimta. The Tarid is the person who, the night before the wedding, is sitting in his room, and he's learning Gemara. And he is not being involved in Halicha, and he's not being involved in Mitzvah Mamash. And he, according to Rashi, could be Tarid and Pater from Kriyat Shema because his mind doesn't allow him to say Kriyat Shema because he is Tarid. The Gaonim do not have a category of Osek B'Mitzvah. They only have a category of someone who is Tarud. Tarud and Osek are one and the same. Right? You know, in other words, that according to the Gaonim, we have one din. According to Rashi and Tosfos, we have two applications of one din. And according to Rashi, we have two dinim. We have a din of Osek B'Mitzvah, and we have a separate ptur of Tirda. The Gemara asks, Ptur of Tirda? Would that apply even to Tavas Venosa Bayam? No, it has to be a Tirda of the mitzvah. It has to be a legitimate Tirda. And the legitimate Tirda that we are dealing with is a Tirda that could be compared to a certain degree of Tavas Venosa Bayam. Just that here we have a Srach Mitzvah. As opposed to Tavas Venosa Bayam, we don't have a Srach Mitzvah. How other then we'll have to deal with? Because other Lechora, from our perspective, we would certainly view it as minimally a Srach Mitzvah. But that is an issue that has to be dealt with. The Rav was very, very bothered by it. In
the end of the day, the Gemara says, the shift of the Sabbath, Prat Osek B'Mitzvah, that's one category. The left of the Sabbath, Prat Lechasana.
The question is, how to understand that Brisa?
So there are two categories, and the Brisa says, Osek B'Mitzvah and Chasana. So I don't know how, when we're saying Tir does the case of Chasana, I don't know why Rashi started to plug it back into Osek B'Mitzvah as a separate. It uses the Ashen of Osek B'Mitzvah specifically for one half, for Shiftacha.
The before the Rashba and the Meiri, no one
speaks about kones as being something post-mitzvah. In other words, when Rashi is speaking about the Torah, he is talking about the Torah in terms of the present of the future, not in terms of the past. For that, you have to say avar. I mean, you just can't put the word avar into Rashi and into Tosfos. They're not speaking at all about
avar. I'm not speaking about avar, but the Joshua system.
Bar, you're 100% correct. Everyone is talking about the same Braisa, and the Braisa uses one language. The question is whether we're dealing over here when we want to take what we've gotten out of the sugya and put it back into the Braisa, after the Gemara asks its questions of Mai Mashma and Ihachi, and comes to the conclusion of Hacha Torah Tirda the Mitzvah, Hasam Torah Tirda the Rishus, what then is the Braisa telling us? So according to Rashi and Tosfos, the Braisa is telling us that we have two forms of Osek, Toreach and Torah. According to Rashi, Torah is the greater Chiddush. According to the Tosfos, Toreach is the greater Chiddush. That these are two forms of Osek. According to the Gaonim, we have one din. Osek b'mitzvah is the konesis of the suga. Osek b'mitzvah is only when there is tirda. You need b'mitzvah and tirda. And according to the Rashi and the Meiri, no. Osek b'mitzvah is learned out from b'shift le'vesecha. That includes everything that we've spoken about up to now. And here, then we have a new drasha dealing with tirda. A legitimate tirda is also a poter. A legitimate tirda is when there is a srach mitzvah to exclude Avel and Tavas Vinasa Bayan. Those are not legitimate tirdas. Perhaps it would be clearer. Let's look at the Ritva for a moment.
So the Rajman the Meiri would agree with Rashi when the guy's sitting in his house the night before thinking.
Yeah, that's all under Osek. That's all before. That's not tirda, no? But that tirda is the osik. He is osik on that plane. That's not the chiddush
or holchei mitzvah.
That's not the chiddush of the berech tachabaderech. The chiddush of berech tachabaderech is when you finish the mitzvah. That's what the Meiri and the Rashi both stress, that we're already finished with the mitzvah, right? That the mitzvah is already gone. But rather, what we have left is this srach mitzvah. If you looked at the Ritva, how the Ritva begins, even the first two lines of the Ritva, berech lecha baderech prat lechasan, perish lav kisha osik b'nisuim, dahainu osik b'mitzvah. That we learn out from b'shivtacha. Elaki itzurich krat lechasan, shaholech la'asos mitzvos nisuim, o shechozer, neshu tarad machmas mitzvah zo. The moment he puts in those two words, Osha Choser, that knocks out Rashi, that knocks out the Gaonim, right? Osha Choser, he's coming back from the Chasana, and he's still going to be Patur. That's only his Rebbe, the Ritva's Rebbe, the Rashba. Or if you look at the very bottom line, that I, you know, it's about my life, but Uparik the Hachi Ka'amina, Kones Esamana Lo Torid La'achar Nisuin B'tir de Mitzvah, that the Kones Esamana, well, before the Nisuim, could be involved in all sorts of tirchos, etc., etc. But the tirda, the mitzvah that we're speaking about post, right, la'achar Nisuim, that doesn't apply. The terms of chazara, la'achar, those terms only fit into the world of the Meiri and the Rashba. And it would make sense to say, again, if you look in the footnotes on the Ritva, he comes to the end to the same conclusion, that the moment that we have these phrases of the Chazara and the Achar Nisuim, then we're linking the Ritva into the Rashba. What we do find in the Ritva is a Hava Amina, which we have a Hava Amina. Sorry. Right, which brought the Rav to a certain conclusion in Shir that I think it is not necessarily so. If you look in the Ritva, he deals with the world of ilu go kasav ela belechtecha baderech. If we only would have had one pasuk of belechtecha baderech, he says we could have learned havimukim nan lei kasha mitzvah hi b'halicha atzma, that when you're not dealing with your lechet, but rather with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's lechet, not as a lechet to go towards a mitzvah, but a lechet of mitzvah, kagon, he gives three examples. Ho lech lehotzaas hames, you're involved in a funeral. O lehachnasas kala, you are walking the kala down the aisle. Vi ole leregel, that we would have said these are the three that you know, these are three prime examples of a situation where you're missing b'lechtecha. It's not your lechet, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's lechet. That we're dealing with a lechet which is a mitzvah per se. Aval holech l'dvar mitzvah, that wouldn't be learned out from this pasuk. However, once we have b'shivtecha b'vesecha, b'shivtecha b'vesecha includes the toreach of the halicha, of the mamash, etc., and then b'lechtecha b'derech is left for this residual tirga. But it has this havamina that we have, we would have viewed there are certain mitzvos that are mitzvos of lechet, there are mitzvos of halicha. And so the Rav wanted to say that this ritva, lechora, would disagree with a Rambam. That if one, in other words, the ritva over here posits that aliyah leregel, part and parcel of the mitzvah, is the journey to Har HaBayis, the aliyah leregel, that is a mitzvah, right? That is a mitzvah like being in a funeral, like being walking a kala down an aisle. That's part and parcel of the mitzvah. In terms of Tzoras HaMeis and Haknasas Kala, that's a mitzvah Haftarecha Kamocha. It's a mitzvah of Gmilas Chesed. In terms of Alila Regal, that's a mitzvah per se. And so the Rav pointed out, look at the Rambam, I didn't send you the Marma Kamos, but just the Hilara in Hilchos Chagiga. The Rambam begins Hilchos Chagiga, Shalosh Mitzvah Sasein Itztavu Yisrael B'chol Regal, Ve'ilu Hein, Ha-Re'iya, Ve'achagiga, Ve'asimcha. What is Re'iya? Re'iya Amu B'Torah, Hishen Nir'eh, Panav Ba'azara, Ve'yom Tov Rishon Shochai, Ve'yavi Imo, Korban Ola. That you should be found in the Azara on the first day with a Korban. That's the mitzvah of Yeroya Kol Zechurcha. You know, it's mashma from the Rambam that Aliyah LeRegel is not part of the mitzvah. Being in the base of Mikdash is part of the mitzvah, as opposed to the Ritva who says that Aliyah LeRegel is the mitzvah itself. A kvod of the Rav is certainly b'makom munach, but I think it's, in other words, the Rambam certainly was well aware that there's a whole sugya in Chagiga which speaks about a zaken, a chiger, individuals who have problems walking. And the Gemara is dorish that these individuals are patur from the mitzvah of Re'iya. The Rambam Paskin said in Perek Bezoch Aleph, V'ne'emar balos cha le'ra'os es b'nei Hashem, mi she'yachol la'alos b'raglav lo'hotzi chiger cholez zaken anug, etc. I mean, clearly the Rambam was aware of the sugya that there's a din of aliyah l'regel. The issues are chagiga issues. There is a tremendous lack of clarity in terms of the aliyah, from where is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to be the zaken or the chola? Is it that he can't walk from his home in Beit Shemesh to the Beis HaMikdash? Or he can't walk from Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash? Or he can't walk from Har Habayit to the Azara? Or he can't walk from the beginning of the Azara into the Azara? Exactly where? Who is this individual who lacks the ability of walking? Where do you have to walk? And more importantly, is the halicha a mitzvah or is it a hechsher mitzvah? Is it part and parcel of mitzvah? The ritva is clear that it's the mitzvah. It's not just the hechsher mitzvah. It's not like baking matzahs or building a sukkah. The halicha is part and parcel of the mitzvah. Aliyah leregel is the mitzvah. But I don't know that the Rambam doesn't say that. In other words, the Rambam is very unclear in terms of what role the aliyah itself plays within. Clearly it plays a role. So you should just be aware that there are two achronim who spoke about this bringing the sources lekan v'lasham as to whether aliyah is a mitzvah or a hechsher mitzvah and from where is the aliyah. One of them is the Chazon Ish in Orachayim in the back of Orach Chaim, it's Siman Kuf Kaf Tes Sif Aleph. He deals with both of these issues, a mitzvah or a heksha mitzvah, a mitzvah from where. But secondly, there's a fascinating letter that Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Schneerson, it's found in the back of Orach Chaim. In the back of the first volume of Orach Chaim, Rav Moshe didn't yet have the sense of how much he was going to do. The first volume he published. So he, in the back of Orach Chaim, he has Kodshim. And in the section of Kodshim, in the back of Orach Chaim, in Siman Kaf Aleph, the Lubavitcher Rebbe had wrote to Rav Moshe in terms of the mitzvah Aliyah regular, and Moshe answered him back. And they deal with this issue as to whether it's a hechsher mitzvah or it's a mitzvah. But, you know, it's from, clearly, the ritva is taking a stand, right? That Aliyah Regel is the mitzvah, not just a hechsher mitzvah. It's not like holech alumot Torah or lichtos shvuyim, etc. We're talking about the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah per se. But I don't know necessarily the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam also points out that the zaken and the chola are pturim. The goal of the mitzvah, as the Rambam points out, is to be in the azara. But as to whether the aliyah is part of the mitzvah or hechsher mitzvah, I think it's very hard to be medayik one way or the other within the Rambam. Okay, we'll stop over here. So what we covered basically was the braisa. I see three perushim in the braisa, but if Eli wants to insist that it's all one, I'm not going to fight with him. And I see that there are naftaminas within the three perushim. I was thinking as to what would be the status of a balkore between aliyos. In other words, when he is simply standing there looking over the next aliyah, you know, and someone were to ask him for tzedakah at that time, you know, where it's to what degree he is taru to osek, it's etc. But basically, the question that remains, which is a very crucial question, is what degree of interference will create the ptur, be it on the level of tircha, be it on the level of tirda. Do we require an ef lasos eshnehem, or is it a possibility of efshar lasos eshnehem, but you don't have to? That's what you'll see as a Mahokas Rishonim. We have the Tosfos, that's the whole section 2 that I gave you, Tosfos and the Ran, and various Rishonim, and we have, and then that moves over into a question. Okay, we've defined over here the meat and the bones, and we're going to deal with the issue of what degree of interference. What then does that mean about the nature of the din of osik v'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah? We have different forms of pturim, and what exactly does it tell us about the nature of this ptur? Is it a ptur which is an option? Is it a ptur which is mandatory? What are the nafkaminas? So that takes you through the Mar Makamos of section 2. And next time, certainly, Bli Neder will also deal with the issue of Ovel, which the Gemara appears to be very, very brisker in its approach. Brisker not as the Rav, but brisker as like Revelvel. In other words, that Avelus is a din of certain actions that one takes, and any emotions where it's simply icing on the cake, but they're not part and parcel of the core of Avelus. The Rav spoke, you know, was totally against that form of an approach, but it does appear that way from the Gemara. You know, words that we're dealing over here with maisim avelos as opposed to tsar. Okay, and then we'll move over in Yitz Hashem into Bohayu Ha'anoshim, the second drasha, and I think we should be able to get up to. Maybe even also deal with tefillin. We'll get up to about the middle of Kaf Hei Amad Beis, so I'll fill in the Mar Makamos a little more for Wednesday, Mitzvah Shem. Wednesday will be about 9:10. Okay? We'll be in Wednesday morning. Okay.